Wasagucci.
What's Gucci?
Yeah, I've kissed a dude before.
Why are we kissing dudes?
I once held in a fart so long that I lost my boner.
Flexing, flexing.
Is this the guy that didn't give you ribs at his cookout?
Nigel ain't got no ribs.
I thought I may have caught autism.
Please welcome the Schmeatball Boys, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
Turn this into up to 8 mics for like $30.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Is this a splitter?
Kind of.
I took a picture of it. Is it like an IO type thing? Like an 8-1?
Yes. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's a little mini mixer.
And it doesn't destroy quality.
Yeah, that's you the first mix thing. All the mics and then send them one signal to that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because otherwise, to go up from this is another like $300 to go up to 4 inputs, and I was like,
that.
"Yeah, no." I was like,
"How much
fuck.
Are these?"
So I got the homie discount because my friend works for Rode, and so I got the mic and the stand for $60.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah,
you got this and the
for $60 apiece.
The whole thing was $60. I didn't realize it. Was
and they're
cheap.
Usually like $95 because it's like a podcast mic. That's what the pod mic is for. So it's a little different in quality, but like, I can always put you in touch with a Rode guy if you would like to be.
I do would like to be because I'm about to start filming weddings on the side.
Okay.
Is that just going to be a new side gig?
Well, another one. I have like 3 irons in the fire right now.
Hell yeah.
I'm full all in on a whole business, fucking business plan with my sister. Hmm. We're going to start getting into housing. My aunt has, listen to this shit. She went to Carlsbad, New Mexico. Oil filled, crazy oil filled.
Mm-hmm.
And she does subletting of apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has like 80, I think it is, units or something.
Yeah.
And she makes off of every unit $500 a month. Off of every unit. I'm like,
pretty fucking nice.
Can I get in on this?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, you can.
Real bad math. Is that 40,000 though? Am I correct on this one at
80
least?
80 units, $500 a unit.
That's 40,000.
She
right?
cleared her. She cleared after.
No, shut up.
She cleared after expenses and everything her own self. Like after paying any employees, any cleaning, all that. She cleared herself like $400,000 or something.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
For the
correct.
Numbers,
it was correct.
Okay.
You said not bad.
But here's the thing.
And she's a single woman. She's like
not
single,
bad, you know? I
she's
mean,
a single
you know.
Woman and she doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
Like, in their like, low work.
How much money did you say she'd make? You want to make just under that 400 range.
Why is that?
Because Biden's going to come for your money otherwise.
Is that the breaking point?
So, the.
What do you mean?
The new.
What do you mean? Trump's going to win. Don't you know that?
No.
He is in litigation right now.
Still contention.
He,
hey,
still contention. He's still
the
contention.
Deep state has spoken.
You talk to my mom, and I'm telling you, Trump's going to win this thing because the prophets that she watches said so.
Yeah.
3 of them.
Listen.
And they're not wrong.
The one
they
laughs
don't
like the
Lord.
Devil in the
podium. Kenneth Copeland?
Kenneth
Copeland. She'd be loving her some
Have you
KC.
Seen him laugh?
Yes.
His laugh.
Have you seen him berate that reporter?
Yeah. I don't want to sleep with the devil.
Have you seen his face?
Fly with the devils?
Yes.
Just his face.
Have you seen, there's that meme he's going around
some,
about him.
Some Green Goblin action.
Yeah.
God. That means.
Yeah. We have.
You got all the Botox.
Yeah.
All the Botox.
He's we like got 85.
How do you have a hardened wrinkles? That does that even make sense?
Yeah.
Like you got like your whole face is just like hard. You got a helmet on your face.
Yes, looks like Green Goblin. Because Green Goblin had that mask.
Yeah, that was like face shaped, like face contoured.
Yeah, and then it had those wrinkles in there.
It did. It had them like crevices of. What was his name? What's the guy's name?
Who? Willem Dafoe?
Defoe, yeah. Defoe's face was all up in that Green Goblin.
Of course.
I have the holiday one, too. Would you want the holiday one or the real one?
You getting that pod juice out?
Hey, man. I'm just hanging out with my homies.
I already cracked my pod juice. It was too early. My pod juice is a monster, just so everyone...
I like how Nigel didn't respond to my text
kind of
about
weird,
being canceled.
It has the spice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
What was he going to say?
The same, like, weird dryness to
I have no idea.
What were you going to say? I know you're probably not going to say it now. Whenever I asked you what you were about to say.
I don't know.
Did you listen to that part?
I listened back to it, and I was like, what the fuck was I going to say? I was sure it was wild as fuck, though.
Like, I'm sure.
I was ready for it. I'm pretty sure I would have said some real canceled shit. I should have
wireless. You've been all up in there.
The Joy-Cons? Just slide them?
Got it. That's what I'm used to seeing.
The Joy-Cons are pieces of shit, though. Yeah.
They are.
Oh, so
really?
I have
really?
I love the Switch, this but the Joy-Cons like get stick drift in like 20 minutes. We've had two sets of Joy-Cons that we bought, and all of them have stick drift. All four pieces drift. Yeah.
Really?
So that you'll see them.
Oh, no.
And Nintendo won't fix them for free either.
Let me just smell it. No, yeah. Let me smell that.
We bought the
It smells really nice.
You sound like me over here. Can I smell it? Let me just smell it real quick.
Smells good.
You diet of what?
I can't have this.
Yeah, he's on the diet.
He can't. It's a strict diet.
I want a strict.
What's a strict diet?
You can only eat the things that are in the package plus a lean meat and a veggie for dinner.
What?
Legit, for 3 weeks, I'm going to be that way. What are you doing? Oh, is it recording?
It's Ben.
I'm like, why do you keep pushing this towards me?
It's Ben. So I was about to take a piss.
What is it?
It's called Optavia. It's the diet that every person in the world that is in our church is doing. You know how they're like, hey, look, I'm
every person in the church world.
Every
in the
person
church world.
Is legit. For real. It's annoying.
I thought the church diet was like 5 loaves and 2 fish.
It is.
This is not it.
And then like a slug of wine and like a cracker.
Not anymore. Now it's Optavia.
A slug? Hold on. What's a slug?
Just you take a pull. Like just a one heavy pull. One but it makes pull. A glug sound real quick. Thunk. Thunk. Yeah. Like the cooking beam. I always love that. She's like, 2 shots of vodka. You see her pour. It's like glug, 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 glug. And you're like, holy shit.
So this diet.
It's called the 5-in-1 plan. Uh-huh. So for the first month. You only get 5 of the packaged things, which I don't know if you heard me telling Aaron, they're like legit MREs. Like you pour 3/4 of a cup of water in a bowl and empty the packet in a bowl, mix it, pop it in the microwave for a minute, and then you have a muffin.
A whole ass meal. Yeah.
Basically. No, it's like it turns into a muffin. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
That's what we used to do. They're like. What are they, it's like minute desserts or whatever?
Like a fluffy muffin.
It's like that Spy Kids meal.
No, so we used to have, what are they, like quick cakes or something like that? It's legitimately, you just put a little bit of water, mix it, throw it in the microwave, comes out a whole ass like cupcake or a muffin.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. And it's the consistency of a biscuit or a muffin. I mean, these are biscuits. I said muffin, but it's a biscuit.
So is it sustainable?
For 3 weeks.
I mean,
no.
So after you get off, you can just go wild?
No. When you get off, you basically do keto. So it's like a jolt to the system, then it's a keto, basically, after that. Low carb. Low to no carb. Mm. I just can't count calories. I can't keep up with counting calories.
I don't like it at all.
I don't like the feeling of not being satisfied. If I didn't eat all
don't
day.
Don't do this diet, then.
If I was like, if I could like not eat all day and then have one really good meal... And then not eat for the rest of the day again. That would be way happier.
You probably could do that.
I do that all the time.
I bet you could do that and stay well under 2,000 calories.
But the problem is.
Oh no!
I like the.
No, that's not true. No.
Can. If you do like.
But it's very.
If you do like a hefty portion of protein.
Because like my problem is, I'll be like, hey, I didn't.
You're gonna eat just a fat steak and that's it?
Yeah.
No. Where are the potatoes at?
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Or green beans.
What?
Broccoli, you know the little leafy?
I was thinking some mac and cheese, dog.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean like go for real?
Yeah. You ain't saying 2,000.
I'm talking like the full Velveeta shells and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Like
crack shells and cheese.
The good stuff.
I'm not even fucking around with like the little single port. I want the whole fucking box.
Yeah,
and then you sit there and you're like, I did it. I only ate one meal today and it was 40,000 calories.
That's what I'm saying. That's
my
problem.
Then you wake up with your chest real tight.
That's what you do, though. You get the cauliflower version.
Now you have one meal all day? I'm eating the cauliflower version of anything.
Yeah. Cauliflower. Fuck.
Not me. That's these guys.
I like cauliflower.
No, it's
like, but if I only get one meal and it's just cauliflower, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Yeah, no, that's no. Mm-mm.
No, if I'm like eating a, you know, a couple meals a day, little portions, I don't, cauliflower doesn't bother me.
I'm also supposed to drink half of my body weight in ounces of water.
Yeah.
Only half? I'm surprised.
What is half of my body weight?
Yeah.
I'm 240.
Jeez.
So it'd be 120
ounces of
water. Oh, so I don't care. I'm fat.
Yeah, it's a gallon.
That's a lot of water for me. I hate water.
So here's the thing.
I drink a gallon a day.
I was drinking 2 half gallons a day at work with him.
Uh-huh.
I had no problem with it. Piss was crystal clear.
So how many of these is a gallon?
You've been off.
Because I've been using the little one. It's been fucking me up.
Oh, when you had the big guy. Yeah, I had
the big pink one.
Yeah, the big pink
one. No problem. What's it? It's a quart, so you need four of those.
33.
Like, dude, I have to make myself drink four of these.
The trick is if you spread it, do it right, and give yourself time limits. Like, what time do you normally wake up? Do you have like a normal time? So between 8 and noon, drink one.
You wake up at 8 o'clock?
Sorry, why is that so bad?
I have no problem.
You would wake up at 8 o'clock too.
If you had the option.
If you didn't have to commute.
Or have kids.
If you didn't have to go work for... Your lady's daddy.
Nah, his name's P. Daddy.
So, how many times have you been like, screw it, I'm drinking anyway, and then had to like restart the whole like not drinking?
A few.
No, was it ever like?
I know I ask you like random probing questions about this all the time because I don't understand why you can't just have two.
Because when I have two, I want 27.
No, I get the want to.
Yeah.
But I think last time I asked you, I don't know if I ever was satisfied with the answer. So, if it was a night where we were hanging out and playing poker, let me finish. And I don't buy more, right? Mm-hmm. I buy you this amount, him this amount, him this amount, me that amount.
What are we drinking?
I don't
beer?
Think
whiskey.
Okay, whiskey.
Hell yeah.
God.
Don't buy
Hell
me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Okay, here's a scenario, though.
Something hard.
That's a water.
A hard liquor type something.
Okay.
And that's all I bought. You couldn't just drink that little amount to get a little like, oh, this is great. I'm feeling a little nice right now. And play poker and then leave and not feel like you had to go to the liquor store and buy more?
Well, depending on the time, if the liquor stores were closed, then I'd just be like,
okay, here, let's change the scenario.
Okay.
We meet up at 9 o'clock. And I have already gone and gotten the stuff from the store. And I intentionally didn't buy more for my boy Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
But I want everybody to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Because obviously you're going to leave after liquor stores are closed. Like if you sleep it off that night, you're not waking up the next day like, baby!
So,
not the next day.
Not to speak for Aaron, I think it's a lot like masturbating.
Where is this going? Tell me about it.
It's a lot easier to just not do it than start and then stop. You ever been in the middle of whacking off and just be like, hey, I'm just going to stop right now?
It's a terrible scenario. Because
no, I do.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's terrible because the equivalent scenario would be masturbating more than one time. To one time. That's the equivalent scenario. No. Like, hey, do you want to bust one nut? Do you have to bust four nuts?
No. That's not the scenario.
It depends. My wife is working all day.
That's the same scenario as what I'm saying, though.
To me, it's not, though.
That one amount is busting one nut. You masturbated one time.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I tugged it, and then I got cut off.
That's not the same thing.
That's what I'm telling you.
You feel like that's the same thing.
He's not wrong.
Because I feel like you want to maintain the feel. Because, like, I'm not someone who likes to... Like, I like to be loosey-goosey. But then there's a level past that, obviously. That level... Like, I want to be loosey-goosey all the time. You know, have a good fucking silly goose time. My problem is if I start drinking and I maintain the drinking and I'm part... Like, say you can drink way fucking more than me. I'm going to hit loosey-goosey time and then maybe other people start falling off. And if you keep going, I'm just going to keep going. And I'm not going to slow down. And then I'm either going to have a really bad night or we're both going to have a really
bad
night.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
That's the problem.
I'm taking that out of the equation. I'm taking that option off the table.
Of what?
So he would. But I'm saying he would chase that for himself.
But what I mean is, could you not do loosey-goosey knowing there was nothing else available to get to next level?
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
So is beer one, more?
I'm feeling like I could chase it.
Can oh. stop, no big deal.
No, I don't like beer.
We do have a nice bottle of wine.
If I can't, if I could not get one, this happens a lot all the time. If I could not get,
Josh said he's not gonna try it. If you want to try it,
alcohol, like hard alcohol, then yeah, I go to the gas station and buy
something.
A beer. I buy beers or what, you know, whatever.
This is the I'm asking
when I moved up here, and after the thing got passed, and we could start serving alcohol, like wine and stuff, in the gas stations, because this isn't like super new. If I had anything to drink and then left that area and went home, I'd go right to the gas station, I'd buy wine. That's the next highest alcohol content. I
saw it here. Hold on.
Me and Nigel have talked about this. I don't like filling my belly with liquid. So I want the highest alcohol content you can get.
For the lowest volume.
Mm-hmm.
I can be on board with that. I get that. I would rather take 5 shots than drink 20 beers.
Depends on the night we're looking for, but yes.
No. Doesn't depend for me.
If I'm trying to maintain silly loosey-goosey, I want to take 2 shots and then drink beer.
I feel
and then just maintain.
But that's not
now
me.
Now, I have to drink beer quick. I can't just, like, nurse it for 30
I want to get to... I can kind of see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can
kind of
see?
I can kind of see. I'm not going to get sick. I don't want to get sick. I want to get to where I can kind of see.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I like getting to kind the point of. Where I turn my head like this.
Okay, okay. what am I doing? Yeah, like, what am I doing?
Not here? Where it blurs, but it's like taking a picture. You're like, doop. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucked. I like that. That's the feeling. I'm like, now I'm loosey-goosey. Because then I start talking all kinds of crazy shit. And I don't care what the fuck
to
I'm
me,
saying.
To me, I don't have to remember.
Oh, see, once, yeah, no.
Once I start going,
I don't like the part where I don't remember. That's bad.
Okay, we're
to me. I know I don't get.
We're off the path of what I'm asking you.
Are you? Gay
I told
or not?
You.
No, but what I don't understand, and this is the classic question of something I don't understand. Okay, I have had this same discussion as it pertains to anxiety attacks, depression, alcoholism, whatever the word is.
We're actually in the same camp on a lot of this stuff, by the way.
I just don't understand them, so I want to. That's why I probe.
See, I'm the same way because
I don't probe as like, dude, you're such an idiot. Like, I probe because I want to understand why some people.
Well, that's that's my thing. Is if you give me that much, whatever your level is, you were saying
a pint, or a half pint, whatever.
He's gonna potentially
pint,
he's inclined to search for more.
I'll just want to fight you.
You're not guaranteed.
I'm gonna be honest.
Okay, so a half pint. That's a good amount.
I just want to fight you. A half pint
and a nine is plenty.
I'll kill you.
Like on a loosey-goosey?
I mean a pint, sorry. I mean a pint.
A pint?
Yeah.
Not give a me a bottle.
First of all, I didn't know Hennessy was a brandy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. What is this? Okay. Vodka?
No, it's wine. This
is hey, wine. That's clear as fuck.
Yeah, you want to cheers him?
Yeah.
She set it down and walked away.
I thought he was like, nope. I have been in more deep verbal discussion / maybe kind of fighting with people about depression than any other conversation.
I can never understand depression or anxiety.
I agree with you because I don't get that either.
Okay.
What?
So we're going to...
I know this is probably...
Having been through it myself.
Similar.
What?
Depression.
Okay.
Like a full depression.
Like steroid depression?
No.
Or real depression?
Like legit depression, like not out of bed, you're fucking... It spirals. So I have a problem with toilet bowl spiraling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question about that.
Yes.
Keep going on.
Was it depression or you're just sad?
No, legitimate. Because like,
sad.
Legitimate, like...
That's different.
Had to dig myself out of it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, legitimately was this like, all right, I have to find one thing today to do. So, like...
That's good.
I toilet bowled. Circle, drain. Just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. To the point where I was legitimately, like, wasn't eating. Wasn't sleeping. Like, I would sleep 2 hours a night. Wasn't eating. Had all these, like...
What'd you do all the hours? You just was up?
Just existed. Fucked around. I didn't have a life. Like, it was right after I had...
I guess that's what I don't understand is what do you
what
do?
Got me there? I don't. This is the problem.
Yeah,
I
what got you there?
I didn't. So I had broken up. I was in an apartment with my friend Jonathan. Jonathan had at this point was still living, but not really there. He's not really there. It was only there for like so he had a place of residence that mm-hmm. wasn't his like current girlfriend's house. Mm-hmm. And so I was alone all the time. I was still working, but it was like not the same. Like it was some. Anyway, I went through this weird period where I didn't have a purpose. And so I would wake up, wasn't hungry, so I didn't eat. I'd turn on the Xbox and feel like playing games, turn off the Xbox, read a book. Like I was just pacing. I was walking. I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't have any money. I didn't have anyone to talk to because I didn't have any friends at the time that I really wanted to hang out with. And I legitimately just kept like burrowing and burrowing and burrowing. And I got to the point where I was like, I'm going to make my bed today. I'm going to wake up, I'm going to make my bed. Got all these piles of clothes. I'll start cleaning my room. And the thing is, I'm a routine person. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how much I didn't have a routine or a purpose or a check goal off or a set. Exactly.
A list person.
And so I slowly started building a daily routine that I did that led into going to the gym. Like, I literally just, I have to do this. And then I have to do this. I didn't think about whether I wanted to do it. I was like, I have to. The next thing. The very next thing. And I managed to pull myself out of it.
Were you a Subway at this point?
Yes.
No? Oh, okay.
But, like, I had to pull myself all the way out.
Okay, here's my question.
Yes.
Again, I've never been there.
Right. And I haven't either, but the problem for me, though, is that because I have been there and I pulled myself out without any help, I just assume everyone can do that. Okay. And I don't think everyone can.
Okay. No, they I think can't. You're right. You're right that everyone can't, but I don't understand why.
I don't understand how it happened to me.
I disagree. Not everybody can.
I did. That's what I said.
You agree with
Oh,
I agree that everyone can't, and that's what I don't understand.
Can't, okay.
I don't get it. So, like, here's what I feel about this. I'm going to get, like, excited.
Yeah.
Because you felt it.
Mm-hmm.
You felt it every step. You're like, oh, man, this is the worst day. Oh, man, I'm sleeping less. Oh, man, I'm less hungry. Oh, mm-hmm. man, why not stop there? Like, what I don't understand is the spiral to where people get all the way to the tippy-top bottom.
I think it takes a mental...
Tippy top bottom.
Yes. Tippy top bottom. Yeah. I heard it when I said it.
The rock, I was hoping it yeah, bottom. No. We all caught it, trust me.
But I think everyone's rock bottom is different. So for me, I had so much pain. I didn't know what was happening. I just knew that I was like, I'm not okay. Because first of all, I've always loved eating. I wasn't eating. That should have been a sign. I was like, I'm not hungry ever. I literally have never gone a day without like feeling hunger pains and needing to eat. Like, I've never... You know what I mean? So like, I didn't have that. I knew... One thing, so I had had medication before in my life, like early high school, mm-hmm. and I didn't like the way it made me feel. Because mm-hmm. the problem was, is I was super emotional, hormonal teenager, you know. But the problem was I was feeling everything all over the board. And then when I took this, I felt nothing. And I thought it was
that's
better.
That's not healthy either, though.
But that's what I'm saying. I thought it was better to feel everything good and bad than feel nothing at all.
Yeah.
So I didn't mess with it. I stayed off of it. Didn't need it anymore. Did fine. Got through it. And like, it hit me again. I was like 23, 24 maybe. And like I said, I spiraled really hard. And I was like, I need a routine. And I'm still that person. I still need a routine. Mm-hmm. Even when she goes to work and I'm here by myself all day, it's one thing after the next, after the next, after the next. I have to keep busy, keep going. Because if I don't, I actually allow myself to slide, like you said. But the problem is, if I don't have anything in place like that, I will slide.
And okay, here's my point, though. Why can't people... Any person. I don't care what your personality is. I don't care what your circumstance is. Why can't people do that? Right? Where they just know, I'm going to slide if I don't go to the next thing.
I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of people aren't as self-reflective. Like, I'm very self-reflective. I'm constantly criticizing everything I do because I'm thinking about everything I do. I don't think a lot of people are that way. I think a lot of people are just living their daily life and don't give a second thought to what they're doing. And then when you point out their behavior to them, like, oh shit, you're right. You are doing these weird things. I think about those weird things a lot. I'm like, you know, I'm only averaging like 4 hours of sleep a night. Probably not good. And then Ashley be like, I have no idea how much you sleep at night.
It's I have something to say about all of that. When you're in that, when you're in something like that, whether it's alcohol, whether it's depression, no matter what it is, you're in there. And you're not looking at, you're very reflective, which mm-hmm. is good, but you're not looking at behavioral habits. Most of the time, if you are, okay, in my case, I was always very, very busy. Always busy. I went to work. This is when it started. Went to work around 8 o'clock, got off around 7:38. It was 12 hours. Straight to the liquor store, grabbed my liquor. It's good. Went home. On my way home, I was drinking. Get home. There's no time for reflection at that point. In that particular situation.
Why not?
In that particular situation for me, you've been up at that point probably since 6.
That is a straight scapegoat, dude. That is a cop-out.
It's not.
You're a grown man.
Yeah.
You know every hour of the day how you feel in that hour of the day. I don't care if you're working. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you got up at 6 or 8 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know where you are. And it's not even self-reflection as much as, again, this is someone who doesn't battle this. I don't understand.
We're just devil's advocate.
I want to help people. That's what I want to do.
Don't get me wrong. You know where you're at. Like, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and noon, lunchtime, and I'm thinking, damn, I could really use some alcohol right now. But I was at work. Yeah. So I knew, as a person, you don't drink on the job.
But did you also know as a person that when you got off at 8, you could just drive your butt home?
I did know that.
Okay, well, why didn't you do that?
I didn't want to do
because
that.
Because the itch was there. So it's been you're battling there. The itch, essentially.
It's been there all day.
I mean, everybody has their issues. I have my issues. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I have my own issues.
Do you go home? Or can you just take just a 2-minute detour on the way home, grab something, drink really fast?
But on the way from work to the liquor store, did you ever think, I probably shouldn't go to the liquor store?
Many times.
Okay, why didn't you not?
Didn't want to.
It's easier to do than not to do, I think, too.
He's not doing that every day.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. But the thing is, it's like, I think it's easier to just give in to the will.
When you don't have anything that's accountable, that to me is a big thing, is an accountability issue. Not that I have any, because I don't, which is really funny. I don't really have any accountability partners or anything like that.
I've got people like Josh,
my parents, my wife, my kids. That now it's like,
I want to be real honest with you. If I saw you slipping, I would definitely tattle like a bitch.
I know you would. So you know. I know you would. And I appreciate you.
I would conversate with you first as I'm tattling.
I know I would want you to. Like, I told Josh that from day one.
Now, listen, if I saw you have a drink, I wouldn't. But if I'm like, hey, bro, it's 9 a.m., we're going to have a talk.
Yeah, it's different. I feel you.
It's the same thing as like, if I saw you out talking to a girl. If I saw you in public, I wouldn't think anything of it at first. But then, if I'm walking by your desk and you're texting on your phone and you hit me with one of these, I'd be like, I'm talking to his wife. Immediately.
You ain't gonna talk to me first.
I've thought about this, and it's like, I think if I did see you, I'd probably tell you I saw something.
I know you would.
I would tell you.
You tell me first. I know you would. I know you.
I'll give you a week to say something to Carrie. If she didn't know, by then.
I just roast you in the group chat.
You probably would. That makes more sense for you.
You know, you'd be like, how you like that L of Fantasy? I was like, at least I wasn't at the bar drinking. He went, like, oh, fuck.
Okay, no, that's my wife.
Oh, fuck.
No, is this you? Also, let me say this.
Let me back up a little bit.
You need to have accountability to a point of...
You have to want... Here's the problem. You have to want to get better.
Yes. I agree with
and
that.
And not everyone wants to get better.
I didn't at that point. I'll tell you that.
Okay, hold on. Let me reverse. Because I am compartmentalizing these as separate issues. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think alcoholism is the same as depression. I think there's similarities, obviously.
It's not identical. However, it's not identical.
It's not identical. Because I feel like it's... should be, maybe. I don't know how to phrase this. But I think it would be harder to stop an alcohol addiction than keeping yourself out of depression.
Alcohol, I will say...
That piece of hair is pissing me off, though.
Which one?
this hair on your shirt.
Oh, I do want to say, as we're in the middle of this podcast, none of us are professionals, and this is all just us talking. So if you actually need some fucking help, don't look at this.
Don't listen to us. This is just us explaining problems.
Yeah, it's listen, I'm a guy who legitimately told you I had a swollen nut and I jerked off 6 times before going to the hospital. Let's not take my advice on a lot.
Is that not a good remedy for that?
This is therapy session three, four, five, six, number three at least.
But it's good. I enjoy it. This is what
we do.
Right.
This is what we do.
I think a lot of this, I mean, because I think everyone has their own issues that they struggle with.
Yeah, like, I have mine.
But tell me, I didn't hear, tell me the question one more time. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a question as much as like a resetting the discussion because like, I think alcoholism is a tad different than depression.
Okay.
I think the feeling I think is similar in that there's a gap, I feel like, and you're filling it with something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed, like, my thing is...
But if you're going into depression, what are you filling your gap with?
So here's the thing, and I'll tell you. Sadness. You guys see me at this table. You guys have seen me in church settings.
That's what it is.
You guys see me in public. I'm an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I take the personality test, like the full thing that they go through in Gambit, I'm definitely an introvert every time I've taken it. Because I have those qualities. The problem is I want to be introverted. I want to be alone all the time. If I had my dream come true, I'd be a hermit. The problem is when you start building that and putting that wall and you start pulling those blankets in and the dark in and you just sit there. I am so content living every day by myself, not talking to a single person. The problem is I know that it's not okay.
But see,
that's where that grows. That's
I started off saying I know people are different. Mm-hmm. And so I would die.
Exactly.
If I couldn't hang out
with you. You are not an introvert.
At all.
You're the 1,000%
Have you guys taken what's
the Enneagram? Introvert.
The Enneagram? Where you're like a number whatever?
No, mine's an INTJ. What's it called? There's like a Stockman's no.
Integer.
INTJ? Well, no. Integer is a G. Oh, and it means number. Damn. An integer is a number. So. Yeah, as an accountant and a math major.
Sanguine.
I'm not a math major.
Man, that's.
You're a sanguine and melancholy person.
But yeah, like you take a person, so like the I is like introvert, for example. The T, like I N
the is for what?
Nigel. I didn't know. I forget what the fucking N is for.
I don't remember.
And then the J is for judgmental because that's how I like figure things.
N?
Briggs-Meyer is what it's called. So introvert, intuitive, thinking, and judging. So introvert, I prefer to be by myself. Intuitive, I'm stupid. I can't think what the fucking word intuitive means. Thinking means I take time to think about things, and judgmental means I judge people. That's how I...
So this is an example.
Like
here's an a real-life example of mine where I was almost getting more annoyed with people asking me
mm-hmm.
how I'm doing than them accepting the fact that I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wanted you to be upset, but you necessarily...
So, my son died.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was born, held him for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look at the NICU team and say, I don't want to put my son on intubation for a week.
Yeah.
I would rather him just not be intubated, and let's let him be alive, and let's hold him and love him as long as he's breathing.
Right.
I had to look at a staff room. I'm talking, it was like seven NICU doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So
you made the decision on that?
Yes. So Noelle had Tyler. Mm-hmm. She was getting treated by that team. They whisked Tyler to a completely separate room and said, Dad, come with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh.
So I'm looking at the doctors,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, here's your son. He's literally on the table, and the doctors are behind the table, and I'm on the other side of the table.
Right.
And they ask me, what do you want to do?
You got to feel the weight of that, yeah.
So you have to feel the weight of choosing...
You don't even get to discuss it either.
No. And like, we discussed it with our doctor leading up to that's a potential reality. Because with him, he had trisomy 13, so they didn't know exactly what he was going to be when he came out. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't know where he was going to be at.
Right.
Was he preemie at all? Or was
he was
just...
preemie, yeah. It wasn't crazy preemie, but he was a little preemie. So anyway, he had like a clubbed foot and like some other stuff. And anyway, they knew when they saw him, they knew that their diagnosis was 100% correct, basically. Right. And so then it was like... Hey, Dad, what do you want to do? Okay, so all that. I'm not trying to like get too sappy.
Good.
So like that all happened. Boom. So then he was alive, like I said, for just over an hour. Had a funeral, all the thing. There's nothing more sad than a baby casket.
Mm-hmm.
So like, so I went through that whole season. What annoyed me, though, this might sound a little bit backwards.
No, you're good.
What annoyed me was when I was really processing it,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to people, people that I trusted, mm-hmm. counselor people. Like, I talked it out. I fleshed it out. I went back to work. I started my life again. Never forgetting my son's memory.
No.
Never.
People deal with these things way different, because I'm in the same boat as you. When my mom died, I was second grade, and everyone kept going, "Are you okay?" And I was like, it didn't affect me at all. In fact, there was a whole discussion about putting me in counseling and everything as a young man, because like, the whole funeral process, didn't tear up, didn't make a move. I didn't care. I didn't have a relationship with her. So like, they're like, "Hey, your mom died." And I'm just like, "Cool. So like, when's dinner? Like, what's up?" I'm not saying that's the same as yours, but like, people process these things differently. And I'm especially if you've had time to like mentally prepare even a little bit, or deal with that, how you deal with it. Because like,
well, people just assume that you're going to spiral into a depressive mm-hmm. state and never return.
I think it's because it's a common thing. It versus is. Versus a reality mm-hmm. for everyone.
And so I guess where I always come from with the depression thing is, in that season of my life,
mm-hmm.
I could have, I guess, easily gone there.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I just was like, Tyler's not here. Like, I'm dealing with it in myself, and mm-hmm. I'm talking it out, and I'm getting it out of my body
right.
to people that I trust.
And again, I think grief processes differently too, because I'm a doer. Uh-huh. Like,
me too.
If I'm upset, I bury myself in something else. Like, yeah. If I'm not happy about something,
but that's not
like,
unhealthy.
Shook, no, I don't think so either. Everyone processes it differently.
Yeah. So anyway, going through all that, I'm talking like 8 months later,
mm-hmm.
year later, mm-hmm. people would still come up to me. How you doing? How are you doing? I'm like, I'm actually great. You know, it was a rough. I don't wish that on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It was the toughest time I've had to go through. But I actually am fine. I know mm-hmm. I'm doing good. You know, obviously we miss Tyler every day, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'd be like, "Are you sure?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Quit. I answered you. Like, yeah. why are you trying to put me
They're
in
They're trying
depression?
To put you in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the thing too, is like I remove myself from a lot of stuff like that. So it's like when my oma died, she raised me. I was not okay, but then I was okay, and then I hate every time it gets brought up. Like, I don't want to talk about her. I don't want to be upset. I don't want to be upset right now. Like, fuck off. I've dealt with it. I put it behind me. We're good. I don't want it coming back like because of you. I want to be alone in a dark room or in the shower. I want to think about it for 10 minutes, cry real hard, get out, and then be like, "Hey, what's wrong?" Like, I smoked a lot of marijuana.
Marijuana.
I'm shook right now. I'm super high. My speech is slurred. My bad. You know what I mean? Like,
that's some shiners in the
just
shower.
Totally.
I was the same way. I mean,
I don't like sharing. Like, grief is not a feeling I share.
Same.
That's for me. I process it. I kick it out, and then I'm done.
Because I'm the same way. I mean, I had multiple cry fests. I have had
away
them,
from everybody.
I have
right?
had them since then. But I know that's me, like, getting it out of mm-hmm. my body. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But I know that it's healthy to do it that way. And I think, so this is getting super deep.
I like it.
But, get in there.
Get in there, Daddy.
But the, so in my downfall of my marriage,
mm-hmm.
that pinnacle of that, obviously the percentages are ridiculous. Divorces with a lost child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, especially in that manner. Where they're like,
I mean, divorces in general, like, I think about it every day. Ashley's sitting right here. Fuck you someday. I'm just kidding. That's why you'd be like, "Hey, where's this coming from?"
50-50.
Yeah.
Right.
Jesus.
I mean, that's a general.
It's you or me, babe.
That's a general stat. 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But see,
crazy.
So she processed
and then you
it
add
very
something
much
back. Yeah.
the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Sit at home. Like, shut everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I mean, and I didn't judge her for the way she was processing it, mm-hmm. but she absolutely judged me. For the way I was processing.
Right.
And I was still there for her. Like, now she's like, "You weren't even there for me." Like, yes, I was.
Yeah.
You just, like, you were in such your
didn't
own place. You didn't see
you didn't
me.
See.
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
she definitely went into that space
mm-hmm.
that I didn't understand. And she resented me for not going there.
Right.
And I just don't get it. Like, I'm like, I tried to help her. Like, let's go do something. Like, to me, it's like, if you feel like you're going somewhere, do something else.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's simple math.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like some people want that attention, though.
That is true.
Yes.
And that's something, too. Like,
Yeah, that's a good point.
Especially in an event like that, it's typically such a public thing because you post, you're like, oh, here, you know, here are the sonograms. Here's the, hey, everybody, we're announcing. Here's the gender. Like, you go through all this, and then all of a sudden, you don't have the end product. And it's like, everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard.
Yeah.
And then how do you, like, reconcile that? And especially if you're in a big community, like a church.
Okay, so when this happened, I was worship pastor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went back to leading worship, like, a week later.
Yeah.
But not because I wanted to be a martyr. It wasn't like Jesus martyr guy. Yeah, it was like, so to me,
but
it was something normal and a very not normal
season. As a guy who's also not into church and religion and Jesus at all anymore, worshiping would hit hard sometimes. Now, I felt like a lot of the times it's musical, emotional manipulation. Because I can still listen to music and get emotional. That has nothing to do with Jesus.
That's funny. But I thought that same thing.
The weird emotional, like, grab. Because, like, when the whole, not like, necessarily dedication, when it's church, like, but when you're, like, you're doing the worship, you feel that power to it. And I feel like that's a good way to get out. You know what I mean? Like, especially you're putting some emphasis in there. You're burning some of that energy out. You're negative, like, you're getting it out. But then, like, I always thought the manipulation part was it gets real quiet, the lights get real low, and the piano comes in, and they're like,
the violin. They're like, when they play the violin at Victory, I'm like,
and they say some generic horoscope shit.
The sax, the trumpets, any of that.
I hate it because it.
Give me a tissue.
Lights come low.
I need one.
Hey, lights get real low.
I'll tell you right now.
The horoscopes come out. They're like, are you hurting right now? And like, fuck. The and they're like, we've got, because it's like generic shit. It's like, what did they say? Did they do it to you? Come to the front. We got dedicated prayer leaders right now. Just gonna dedicate yourselves to the Lord again. And what I was pissed off, it was the same six kids moving to the front. You're like, every day with you, every time.
No, those are the kids the leaders say, hey, start the altar call.
Yeah. And then you're
get them moving. Yeah. Give them, they don't want to be alone.
And it's just starting to
that
happen.
That is a real life thing.
Yeah.
It's so stupid, though.
There's some stuff. There's some stuff in church.
So walking through all of that and then going through my huge mess up, because I had an affair.
Hey, and I don't regret your affair at all. I would do you again.
Nigel was good. That was like many years later. That was many years later after we lost Tyler.
Right.
But it was like the Tyler loss was like pinnacle of Noel and my.
It tipped. It's what tipped the scales.
Yeah, and so I have a completely different perspective on church. Now, going through that, because they kicked me out. They made me sign a paper that said I'm not allowed back. I'm like, where is that in the Bible? Mm-hmm. Where in Christianity does it say, hey, you royally messed up, you got to go?
Hey.
I was like,
it's a
what?
Trophy case, brother.
You know, and I still go to church, and I love church, I love Jesus, all the things.
But you're not involved in the same way again.
I'm not, and I don't know that I will
be. And you're slightly disillusioned to it, to some of it. Here's the thing. It really hurt me when I went through what I went through at church, where I was busting loads inside of church, legit loads. And I got caught with someone who was also very prominent in that church, but only one of us got extradited because, you know, when your parents are super involved
and
rich and you're just a poor boy.
Okay, well, okay.
So they've got the money factor of it, but...
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
So like, to the same point, I got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
She got to stay.
Mm-hmm. And then immediately was
benched.
Back on stage.
Benched.
Yeah.
For 6 months. And until they needed her to sing the big song of the September series.
I hate that term. You got benched.
So, like, that.
I got cut.
It's at church.
I got cut.
What are you talking about?
I got cut. My payday stopped happening.
Team.
Hey, my payday stopped happening because I would do the collection message or whatever, and then I'd go into the counting room and I'd take my tip off the top, and then, and then I didn't get to do that anymore. It was terrible.
You received.
Yeah.
You received your portion.
Hey, they shook my hand, said, thanks, brother, and I was like, hey, thank you, and I got my private jet, and I flew off.
Received it and ran to the bank. So.
But the thing was, I got kicked out.
You're
I didn't
a
have a
returner.
Tour. Here's the thing. Someone that wasn't even involved in, like, the kids' ministry or the young adults or whatever wasn't even involved in that.
Yeah.
Found out, tattled, went to the person who was like, he's got to go. Not my kid. He has to go. And I was just like, that's how it is? Cool.
Yeah.
I'll burn it to the ground.
Because when I had to sign the thing, first of all, I felt super weird having to sign on a line.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, like a legal document.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I busted my balls for this thing for 8 years, mm-hmm. and at the time that I was messing up in that way, I wasn't on staff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had already resigned. I was already working at IDEX. So all these people now, they're like, oh, he was a pet. No, I wasn't. I had been gone for a year.
Yeah.
And I was running sound. I wasn't even leading.
Yeah.
Like, I was running sound.
What?
He wasn't on stage when all of it happened.
Bro, I was not even a pastor.
He had already resigned.
I had been resigned for a year. But no one wants to remember that.
You know what? I'm being honest. I didn't even know that.
No,
this even the way you've told the story, I've never even known that.
No, I was at IDEX, my current job, for a whole year before I ever even messed around with her.
I had no idea.
But I'm saying all this to bring it back to this right here. All of that, all of the things, mm-hmm. I still never went into depression.
Yeah, I mean, everybody.
He never turned to alcohol.
But here's the thing. Hey, bro. Everybody's built different, though. You know what I mean? Like,
and so the Enneagram mm-hmm. test is the only thing I know. You mentioned that other thing.
Brickstrap, yeah.
So the only thing similar to that I know about myself is the Enneagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a 7. And we're go, go, go. Everything's positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone's down, you want them to not be down.
Like, so when you go to the gym and you need to find something to reach the next level, like, do you have a voice in your head, obviously. What is that voice saying? What does it tell you? It's like, hey, you can do this. You can do this. My voice when I'm working out is like, you fucking suck. You know why you didn't get that day? Because you got bitch tits, bro. You know why you can't run right now? It's because you're fucking fat and you're a goddamn loser. Now, listen, I've made a really good life out of turning that into fuel for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But my voice is very different. Like, for me to, like, get to that next level, it's a very dark place I visit. I got to go to the bad place. But then I work out much harder. The problem is, and she's seen this when we go to the gym, I put those headphones on, I go to the bad place.
You're done.
Don't fucking talk to me because mm-hmm. I'm in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can pull myself out of there, but it's going to take a little bit of time. Now, it's the same when I spiral, except for it's not so much a loud, angry voice as much as a constant whisper of it. It's just like, you're not going to do shit today because you're a fucking loser. And you give in to that voice a little bit. And you're like, I guess I'm not going to do anything today because I'm a fucking loser. And it's like, hey, you need groceries so you can get food today. And you're just like, I'm not going outside. And then it becomes 3 days of that and you haven't improved. And then you go, I need to make my bed today. I need to brush my teeth. I need to take a real shower. I need to trim my face. Like, I have to do something, like, constantly do a thing. What's to a not think shower? About it. Huh?
What's a fake shower?
A fake shower? Yeah. It's like, you go in there, it's like, pits and pussy, pits and balls.
Pits and pussy. Yeah. That's a fake shower. Pits and pussy. Okay.
You have a lighter?
That's cool.
Yeah, flip the switch right there. Put a face down. And then you can step over the thing that we block our dogs with.
Pits and pussy.
But
and
that's, pussy. That's it's a whore shower. That's what, it's called a whore shower.
No, so that's, fake that shower. Is yeah. done in a water fountain.
Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. In, like a fake shower. Not in a shower. Here you go. Oh. You use what you're not no. treating your beard. You're not face wash. Yeah. You're not hair.
Now I will say that mine is not that, and mine is not Matt's.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone's different. Everyone's voice is different. I feel like.
I know we're probably all three different Enneagrams. That's what
it's called. Mine.
Enneagrams is what he says. Yeah.
Yeah. I know what mine is. Mine is a reward
base.
Based mentality, and it always has been. That's always been my inner voice.
You're very much Bert Kreischer in that regard.
Okay,
because he always talks about the two. He goes, "Yeah, I'll run a marathon," but he goes, "I knew I was getting a car at the end of that marathon. That's what I was treating myself with."
Yeah.
So he ran a marathon with no training, no problem, because he was thinking about the car the whole time. He wasn't thinking about the shit he was in.
Oh yeah.
He was thinking about the fun part at the end.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I was in sales forever.
Mm-hmm.
7 years, and it was always, and this, mine was a reward complex no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had. You know what? I'm going to sell $5,000 worth of stuff today. So to me, 10%-ish, that's $500 for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have that in your mind. Okay? I'm going to sell $5,000 worth of stuff today. I sold $5,000 worth of stuff today. What am I going to do? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to grab some alcohol. I'm going to drink it on the way home.
CB.
And I'm good. All right? So.
Christian Brothers.
I also, yeah. The cheap stuff. Yeah. And I sold $500 worth
you
of.
You rewarded yourself with some
with
bullshit.
Cheap stuff. Yeah. No, that's it was very, like, very minimal, like.
And it was Apple.
So
always apple.
I'm always
come on. I love me some apple. I love flavor, denying myself. But I don't like apple pie. So sorry.
So she'll talk to you too. She'll tell you. I deny myself rewards all the time. I don't. So that when I finally do go for it, it's big. I spend
So,
but I'll not spend for weeks and months. And
well, here's my problem though.
Ball the fuck out.
Here was my problem is, I'm gonna sell. I don't know, $5,000, maybe let's say $3,000. I'm doing a good. I've had a good month. $3,000 today. If I can get that, that can be one sell. That can be six sells. Just depends, you know.
How cheap people want to be.
Yeah. Well, damn! I only sold $1,000 worth of stuff today.
I feel bad about that. I should get it.
I feel bad about it. I'm gonna go treat myself.
Yeah.
That was my mentality. I don't know what that's called. I don't know what that is.
It's probably in the same category.
I mean, it's that.
Oh, don't feel bad. Drink. Oh, you're doing great. Drink.
You're doing all right. Yeah. Yo, you doing good now? Okay, why don't you reward yourself real quick?
I would be really interested to see my dad on this, personally. I don't know how open he would be, but I'd really like to see him because he's like a high-functioning alcoholic.
That's what I was.
Like, this dude, I've seen him in my lifetime. He would have to work at 7 a.m., have to be up and ready to go to Goodyear. He would come home, crash on the fucking couch at 6 a.m., be up and ready for work like he didn't have a goddamn drop in his blood. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, what gene is that? And he was, because he was always about his business, but the second he wasn't about that business, he was fucked up.
And you take care of family first.
It was so weird.
I would love to talk to your dad, because I feel like we are somewhat similar.
Oh, he still drinks like that.
Only because there was a time for almost five months, I worked 7 days straight.
So, like,
there was no days off.
Another thing that I think because of that has shaped me, because I'm not a very emotional person. Mm-hmm. Like, I can be empathetic, but if you're crying, it takes me a lot to get there with you. So, like, my dad is very emotional when he drinks, and it used to piss me off so bad. I'd be like, you don't even know what the fuck you're saying right now. And you're just bawling your eyes out. You're a grown man. Figure your shit out. And I think that that has affected me in a way that's like, now I don't cry. Now, and not because I'm a big, tough guy. Yeah. Like, I still cry. Like, a good movie, you'll get me. Some music, I'll get there. But, like, it takes a lot to get, like, but, like, I'm not a cry in front of people kind of guy, if that makes sense.
I try my hardest not to cry in front of people, but, movies, music, if we start talking about something that to me is emotional, just family. Like, if you want to give me like a thank, like, hey, what are you thankful for type speech?
Oh, interesting.
I will cry. Yeah. That's how I am.
I roast the fuck drink out of my dead mom constantly, so I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I don't have a lot of love for family, if I'm being real.
Well,
I care about my dad.
But that's different. But that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone's different. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Everyone's different. I guarantee your dad. Drink or no drink, I don't know. I bet he cries.
Maybe, yeah.
But he cries. I don't. That
he's has, always been. That's a type that's always of been different to me because like, it's hard for me to get there with other people.
That's why I get along. Because I'm your dad a little bit, and then you're my son.
But all the here's the problem I have with that. Here's the problem.
Hold on.
All the shit that my dad did to me, I do to you.
Yeah, I know.
So there's this weird not son thing going on. So it's just like I want to like hold your hand while you like screw a screw. I'm like, you go, buddy. Like, except my dad didn't do that. He was like, is that how you're gonna hold the flashlight, you goddamn moron? I'm like, yep. All right, here we go. Yep. I was like, I'm a grown man. You can't talk to me like that. Like, I get when I was 8 and I wasn't doing it right, but like, come on, bro. Even now, when we do stuff together, I fucking hate doing projects with him because it can be my house in Tulsa, my thing, and I will call him and ask him a quick question. I'm like, hey, what screws would you suggest for this job? And he'd be like, yeah, I'll just get this, this, this. And by the time I got home from Lowe's, he would
here. He's there.
His project.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I get that your name's on the deed, but this is my house and my project today. It's like, fuck off. That's why when we get this house, I'm going to tell him a fucking thing we're doing. Because it's going to be his job. He's going to be like, oh, yeah, moving in. This is my thing now. I was like, fuck, man. And
I'm like, hey, Aaron, can you come over for like just a second? And I don't mind spending time with him.
It's not that at all. I'm just like, why is it always fucking your problem? Chill out, dog. I got this. I'm a whole grown ass man.
And I'll be your son directing you as you as you work on your house. Yeah.
Except for I'm going to have to call Carrie because my name is on your in your refrigerator. There's that magnet that says handyman Nigel. You forgot about that. You forgot about that, but I didn't. Because I knew you'd be mad as fuck.
Stay Gucci, guys.